There's been a spirit of fear that's been trying to get on somebody or more than one person. I don't know, but the thing is, it's been disguising itself. So you haven't understood that it's been fear. But that's what it is. That's the root of it. It's disguised itself as pressure, as worry, as defeat even. But it's really just a spirit of fear. Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for who you are. We take authority over that spirit of fear, and I command you off that person or those people right now, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's just that easy. Just that easy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Deliverance. Deliverance now. Manifest you in each mind, in each heart, and all emotions now, in Jesus' name.
A few moments ago, a word went forth and had to do with fear. And I'm just going to read the first verse of Psalm 27. The Lord had, during their worship, the Lord had me turn to this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And he impressed upon me to share with you that if you will meditate Psalm 27 and do what it says, you'll conquer fear. You will conquer fear. I don't know who this would apply to, but you have a fear of speaking in front of people. And the Lord says, you're going to have to beat that. Because he wants to use you to speak in front of people. And this fear is holding you back from stepping out and pursuing what he's called you to do. Meditate in Psalm 27. Bury it into your heart. And let the life of that psalm explode on the inside of you and conquer all of that fear. And God will begin moving you forward. Praise God. Hallelujah. At the very last verse of Psalm 27 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.